Dave Zirin returns on Edge of Sports Radio, where sports and politics collide.
Boom, we're back here on Edge of Sports Radio. Our next guest is a senior editor at Color Line. She is also all about the Bay Area sports scene, as well as a music fan, which is going to be the focus of a lot of our discussion this week. Her name is Jamila King. Jamila, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, Dave.
No, happy to have you on. The reason why I wanted to bring you on was because of an article. You've been doing a lot of great coverage on this new documentary about the 20th anniversary of the Nas album Illmatic. It's called Time is Illmatic. And I wanted to ask you, first and foremost, you've seen the documentary. It's at the Tribeca Film Festival. Hasn't made it out to the rest of the country yet. What were your impressions of this documentary?
I thought it was brilliant. You know, aside from it making everyone who sees it feel very, very old, it's hard to believe that Illmatic is actually 20 years old. It's so well done. It tells the story of a really, really seminal hip-hop album. And it tells it. I was speaking with the director, Eric Parker, and 1-9, who's a graffiti artist, and they really wanted to tell the story behind the album. They really wanted to tell the story of Queensbridge, the community that Nas comes from, and the community that he really made the album for. It was brilliant. It was a really, really gripping visual narrative, too. There's some really great animation. There's excellent storytelling. I mean, Nas's second grade teacher makes a cameo. Like, it's a really, really well-crafted film. And I think it does the story justice.
Yeah, I remember when Illmatic came out, and it was something a lot of us were waiting for because we'd heard Nas when he was Nasty Nas from
Live at the Barbecue
and Back to the Grill Again. But everybody was talking about Doggy Style, the Snoop album, and we were waiting for Nas's album. No one talks about Doggy Style now. I mean, can you imagine there being a documentary 20 years since Doggy Style? You know, no one would do that. But Illmatic has stood the test of time. Why do you think it has had so much staying power? I mean, frankly, the early 90s were an incredible period for hip-hop. Why has this album managed to inspire such reverence after the decades?
I think this album has staying power because it tells such a universal story, right? I mean, I think that when you think about what Illmatic is talking about, you've got tracks like One Love, which is a letter to an incarcerated loved one. You have tracks that talk about what it's like to live in a black community sort of at the tail end of the crack era. And I think a lot of folks can resonate with that. And even if you can't resonate with that, I think it's an album that Nas does such a good job in just storytelling.